You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And it's a special show because there's great news this week and a lot of it. Also, we have a wonderful guest at the bottom of the hour, Mitch Gaynor, who's really done incredible work on cancer and, if you will, how you get to control cancer. We call him an integrative cancer oncologist, but he's both classic and integrative, meaning he'll talk about classic treatments for it and all of the new treatments for it, and then link them with what you should do in your daily life to both avoid and avoid recurrences of cancer. Really a remarkable work that he does every day. He's put into a book called The Gene Therapy Plan, Taking Control of Your Genetic Destiny with Diet and Lifestyle by Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R. He's at the bottom of the hour. But I'm going to start this hour with one of the things I was motivated with today. I got to attend a couple of lectures by two really outstanding young people. They're called Discovery Talks from UC San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, the medical school I was lucky enough to attend way back when. And they, by the way, UCSF, I'll say this, is number one in National Institute of Health research funding and number one in research funding overall. Not only in the medical school is number one, but the dental school is number one, the pharmacy school is number one, and the nursing school. It's got all four are number one in NIH funding. And these are two of the outstanding people. So I heard Susan Rossi, who is a PhD who investigates how inflammation in your brain as a consequence of brain injury affects various parts of cognitive function. So what she, and by the way, the second person was Lauren Frank, who studies memory and the hippocampus and how the brain responds to memory loss and cognitive function. Both were brilliant talks, but they really have something for us to take home. And I got to talk to both of them afterwards fairly extensively and one-on-one about what they specifically do about their brain function to maintain it long-term. Well, Susan Rossi is from Italy, and she said we're in like a Florentine renaissance for the brain. That is, we're in this wonderful period where we'll learn about the brain. Now, normally I start out this show, if you will, talking about all the things we're going to talk about today. I really want to focus on these two initially, and then we'll get into all the things we want to talk about. So someone has already emailed me and said, what are you going to talk about the rest of the show? Well, I'll tell you that after we finish this. So I apologize for going a little out of order. But Susan Rossi talked about the fact that traumatic brain injury is the largest cause of brain destruction and of memory dysfunction as we get older. That is, you think of it as, well, what's happening with Alzheimer's disease or what's happening with memory loss and how do we prevent it? But she said it's actually traumatic that is the largest cause. And the largest, and that causes your inflammation. After you get a traumatic brain injury, you have a rush of, if you will, inflammatory cells that come into the brain, and that in cleaning up the brain injury, destroy neurons and destroy connections, which destroys memory. And, you know, we think, and for those of you who are from San Francisco or Cleveland, you know that there are brain injuries occurring in basketball games, and both Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson apparently had traumatic brain injury. But it isn't sports that are the leading cause. It is traumatic. It is actually accidents and falls in the elderly. So learning how to fall and fall prevention are two of the key things that she said. But the other, when you talk to her and say, well, what is the key thing that you're studying? It is, how do you stop the inflammatory cells? They're really anti-inflammatory. That is, they're cleaning up destroyed cells, but in the process, they create inflammation as a byproduct. And so she's studying what are called one of the receptors that stops, if you will, inflammation from occurring when you do have brain injury. It stops the cells from coming to this area, and it's the CCR2 receptor. You don't have to know that name, obviously. But the key point is, how do you decrease inflammation? So I asked her, and I also, by the way, asked Lauren Frank, who is the person who is studying hippocampal memory. The hippocampus is like a conductor for memory, and in that it, when you remember something, it is your hippocampus that gets you to remember it, and you don't remember everything about something. Because that would take, you know, if someone asked you what happened with your dinner last night, you don't say, well, I picked up my fork and I ate this, and I picked up my fork, or I went through the line and I picked up this, and that. You tell them you ate a salmon burger or whatever it was, because you don't want to be too boring. Obviously, they would turn off. So what your hippocampus does and what your memory does is really do a time compression of the actual events. So you have all the sensory input, your food, your taste, your smell, the sounds around you, and you make it into those things that are most important. And then from that, you compress the memory. And then when you want to recall it, something, for example, as you saw in the movie Ratatouille, when he's eating the ratatouille in the restaurant, he recalls his mom making the ratatouille and serving the ratatouille and the entire experience, but he recalls that because of the smell or the taste of the ratatouille that it was bringing back. Well, that compression of hippocampal, what the hippocampus does is, in some way, it conducts this memory to turn on the right parts of your brain so you remember that experience in a compressed time frame, compressed 20 to 200 to 1, but in a compressed time frame so you really do recall it. And that's really the functioning of this process. Anyway, when you ask them what they both do, they both stress that diet, exercise, managing stress, were important, and both, interestingly, took large amounts of DHA and used extra virgin olive oil, avoided sugars, avoided saturated fats, and had what you would call healthy protein, or ate Mediterranean with very little saturated fat and virtually no meat, and both did regular physical activity and regular management of stress. So it was interesting. And as I said, they both took in DHA, the omega-3. So why did they avoid saturated fat, or why did they avoid sugar, I asked. And they both came, and because they didn't, neither of them talked about diet in their talks. But they basically said that they did that because saturated fat breaks down the blood-brain barrier, causing or allowing inflammation to occur. It's not the cause of inflammation, but if you've got inflammation in the rest of your body, it's excluded from your brain by this blood-brain barrier. But if you have inflammation in the rest of your body, for example, in your teeth, you have a periodontal disease, that doesn't usually destroy the brain, except if you're having saturated fat, where it destroys the blood-brain barrier. Conversely, sugar promotes inflammation throughout the body and promotes it throughout the brain. Well, we'll come back and I'll talk a little more about what they've said on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
It's time to revitalize your aging cells. The team of Life Extension scientists have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of Gynostemma pentaphyllum and rosehips plant extracts provides nutrient support for youthful AMPK levels. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible AMPK offer. Don't let the month pass without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today and get 50% off the price of AMPK at lifeextension.com/youth.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. And treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Royzen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike Royzen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we want you to stay well. And our program is one that helps you take control of your genes so you can be the youngest possible. And that fits really well with our next guest. Our guest at the bottom of the hour is Dr. Mitch Gaynor. His book is The Gene Therapy Plan, Taking Control of Your Genetic Destiny with Diet and Lifestyle. And Mitch is a magnificent, if you will, practitioner of oncology. So if you have a genetic disease, if you have a cancer diagnosis, he's wonderful as a classic oncologist, but he's also someone who will help you avoid future cancers and get the best possible outcome by talking about integrative therapies and lifestyle therapies that help you control your cancer now. Where we were is I was talking about the conversations that I had with Susan Rossi, R-O-S-I, a Ph.D., and Lauren Frank, F-R-A-N-K, also a Ph.D., about memory when we started the program, and how they had what they themselves do to improve their memory. It is physical activity, protection from injury. They're both very careful. I mean, as Susan Rossi said, the largest cause of brain dysfunction, and I'm going to have to probe a little more with her on this statement because I didn't know this was the largest cause, is inflammation after traumatic injury. And the largest cause of traumatic injury, she said, was not sports related, although that is an early cause, and obviously soccer, football, boxing. These things are very detrimental, but so are falls, and helmets don't protect you as much as you'd like in whether biking or anything else, because it is the contra-coup, it is not the injury that the helmet protects against, which is broken skull. That's important, but it is the, if you will, movement of the brain inside the skull that is associated with most of the contra-coup injuries. But anyway, she said, and then it is inflammation occurring in trying to clean up that process. So all of the, both do fairly vigorous physical activity. They both try and manage stress with friends and friendship and partners in life. They both use omega-3 fats extensively. They both avoid toxins such as tobacco, as well as teach fall prevention. And they use, if you will, medications and therapies such as turmeric that we'll talk to Mitch Gaynor about, that decrease inflammation in your brain and that decrease the results of calling forth inflammatory cells that your brain does after a traumatic injury. So these are really very interesting. Now, the other things that were so, to me, fascinating about this morning's lectures was Elizabeth Blackwell, who's a Nobel Prize winner for UC San Francisco, and Mike Bishop, who's also a Nobel Prize winner, were asked somewhat about their what I would call telomeres and how they viewed the therapies for telomerase, since Elizabeth Blackwell did a lot of work in this. And she said the problem is not that the theory isn't a good theory, but often what you find is unexpected things. And when you're studying telomerase and it gets the telomeres, those ends of your chromosomes, which are responsible for duplicating cells to be longer, you'd expect yourself to as they got longer, to slow aging. But the unfortunate problem is as you take something that increases your telomere size, you also increase the ability of cancer cells to duplicate. And so we'll talk to Mitch Gaynor about telomerase and cancer cells as well in a little bit. Let me go through some of the other top medical news stories of the week, because there's so many good ones this week. We're going to talk to Gary Ginsberg in the next hour about BPA and it's causing obesity or cells to become fat, and we'll talk to him about that. So I'm not going to talk about that right now, but I am going to talk about some of the other stories of the week the good medical stories. So one of them is diabetes is a risk for developing Alzheimer's. Now, we've talked about Alzheimer's and memory dysfunction probably till you're tired of it today. But this is a study that shows that blood sugar levels affect the brain. And I think the reason they do it is because the higher your blood sugar, the more inflammation is caused, the more, in fact, your inflammatory cells attack the brain and thus cause dementia. So the diabetic group has an average, if you will, of more blood sugar. And because it has higher blood sugar levels, if you have diabetes, this increases your risk of inflammation in your brain and increases your risk of having those amyloid proteins build up in your brain that are associated with dementia. So we'll come back to that sometime, not today, but sometime in the future. We've already talked about dementia and diet enough that you're probably tired of it, although to me it's a fascinating world, because one of the other interesting things is that a higher blood sugar level acutely, that is suddenly in someone who already has dementia, may be beneficial short term, because it gets blood sugar into those cells that are surrounded by inflammation. They function at a higher level for just a short period of time, but in the long run it's not good. The second most interesting study for today, this one is really fascinating to me, is one on ugly vegetables. So these are vegetables that look ugly and knobs and all kinds of funny things, but in fact are healthy vegetables for you. And that Americans are now trying these new vegetables such as ginger root and Jerusalem artichoke, which, by the way, Jerusalem artichoke didn't start in Jerusalem and isn't an artichoke. But one of the ways you get these is with which is community-sponsored agriculture, CSA. So for CSA, you say, I'm going to give $15 a month to the local farmers, and they're going to send me a bag of vegetables that weighs X amount every week. And what happens is you get all kinds of random vegetables, and a lot of them are root vegetables, which are really healthy. And we learned a couple weeks ago that these root vegetables have different microbiomes. That is, they have different bacteria around them. And so one of the things these root vegetables do is encourage your bacteria inside your intestine to become varied, and that makes you younger and stronger. So this is a wonderful, wonderful idea of doing CSA, going in and participating in CSA, community-sponsored agriculture, and I am totally in favor of that, and hope that all of you will, in fact, decide to do something like that. One of the things is, and by the way, so what you do is you roast the any vegetables in the oven, just adding a little extra virgin olive oil and sea salt, not at high temperatures. And so whether it is root vegetables or knobby vegetables or celery root or taro root or stringy vegetables, all of these things are really exceptional and really fun to try and cook with, because you'll have to look up and you'll maybe go on YouTube, whatever it is, to find out. We're going to be right back in a short while with Mitch Gaynor. Mitch is the wonderful author of The Gene Therapy Plan, a superb oncologist who lets you take control of your genes. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Mike Roizen on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
"Don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?"
To your own parents,
"You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain."
To your friends,
"You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using."
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
"Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?"
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth About Women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I am Dr. Mike Roizen. And we have for you someone who epitomizes our call, if you will. Mitch, we always say that this program is about taking control of your genes so you can live the best life possible. When I have someone who has cancer or who worries about cancer and has a diagnosis of cancer in any way, I try and get them to Dr. Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, who's written this wonderful book called The Gene Therapy Plan, Taking Control of Your Genetic Destiny with Diet and Lifestyle. Because Mitch not only is a classic oncologist knowing the latest and best therapies, but he also is someone who integrates lifestyle and other modes of therapy with that to give you the best outcome. So Mitch, thank you very much for one, writing the book, The Gene Therapy Plan, and two, for coming on the show. You always are wonderful.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike, and it's always great to work with you, and I know we share the same philosophy and same interpretation of where science and medicine is going.
I have to read one of the quotes on the back of the book. This is from Sheldon Mark Feldman because it's exactly how I feel about you. Dr. Gaynor is a visionary healer. This is a comprehensive, coherent, practical, and easily digestible resource. That is, he's talking about the book, The Gene Therapy Plan, for all who wish to tip the balance away from disease towards health and wellness. I couldn't have written anything better about this book. And by the way, if you want to find out more about the Gene Therapy Plan, not only continue listening to us now, but go to Gene Changer, GeneChanger.com, GeneChanger.com, and learn more about Mitch and the Gene Therapy Plan. So, Mitch, one of the things that you bring out extensively in the book is how, if you will, certain things in diet and a balance in diet are really key to having your genes, if you will, function at their best level or the level that makes you the healthiest. Talk to us about the third, and the how you came upon this.
Well, it's really amazing because what we used to think was that the genes that you were born with really were like eye color and hair color. It just determined your health future. So if you had a strong family history of cancer or a strong family history of people being overweight or having diabetes or premature aging or Alzheimer's, we used to think that you had those genes as well and that was going to be your genetic destiny. What we know now is that the function of those genes, the expression of those genes, their dynamics, they can change throughout your entire lifetime by the foods that you're putting in your body. So I start the book by talking about the rule of thirds, which really is the first diet plan that's written for gene expression, because that is what determines whether we're going to be healthy or whether we're going to be sick. And it's literally thousands of genes that have to do with everything from detoxification to inflammation to brain cell death to how we metabolize sugar. So what the rule of thirds is that is a third of your total daily calories should come from healthy proteins such as lean meats, raw vegetables. A lot of people don't realize raw vegetables are loaded with protein, lentils, nuts, and a third should come from healthy complex carbs, such as, organic whole grains like spelt, barley, Swiss cheeses, fruits, and a third should come from healthy fats with about a 3-to-1 mix of omega-6 to omega-3s. Examples of omega-6s are olive oil, which are loaded with a lot of anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer nutrients as well, coconut oil, which is probably the best cooking oil because it has the highest smoke point. That way it's not, when you heat it, it's not producing pro-inflammatory free radicals, and it's also loaded with lauric acid, which is very important for immune system function and inflammation. So if you're following that general rule of thirds, you're basically getting on a macro level all the foods you need. One thing about the protein, it's best to spread it out over the course of the day. So if you want 90 grams of protein, for instance, you want to get about 30 grams in the morning, 30 in the afternoon, 30 in the evening. That's found to do two things. It's found to increase how full you feel all the time. And two, it's found to help build about 25% more muscle mass.
Now, so when you're talking about the omega-9 olive oil, and you talk about the cooking with it. You don't want to cook at high temperatures with it, but you want to use it on foods or with foods. And one of our listeners already sent in a question saying, I thought olive oil is a great thing for roasting vegetables with. That is, they use it at 275 or so in an oven. Is that okay, she said, or does that denature the olive oil too much?
It's very interesting. That's such an excellent point, and it confuses a lot of people. And I'll tell you where the confusion comes in. First, I'll just state the three best cooking oils that are safest for not forming any free radicals or anything. Coconut would be number one, cold-pressed grapeseed oil would be number two, and then either butter or ghee, which is clarified butter used in Indian cooking, to be number three. Olive oil tends to denature at even very low heat. So, you know, anything, you know, above like 200, 225, you start to denature things like squalene, which is a very powerful anti-cancer, it's an omega-2. In olive oil and some of the other anti-inflammatories in there. On the other hand, you're not really harming yourself because that doesn't form, like canola oil and corn oil, a lot of the free radicals that damage your DNA and your tissues and form something called advanced glycation end products, which just come from damaged foods. But so it sort of just neutralizes the good effect. I recommend if you're using olive oil for maximum effect, you either drizzle it on something that's been cooked already or on something raw. But again, if you are roasting vegetables or something with it, you're probably not harming yourself, but you're not getting all the good effects possible.
Now, the other thing that people will ask me to challenge you on, just because I say how saturated fat is a pro-inflammatory and in fact breaks down the blood-brain barrier strongly. So they're going to say, well, you always warn about butter and coconut oil as being things that break down the blood-brain barrier, Mike, and allow inflammation to occur in the brain. He's saying the other thing. So
I'm not really. We're really more agreeing than disagreeing. But I know what you're getting at. You know, you don't want to have too much of anything. And I even talk throughout the book about a lot of the dangers of too much saturated fat. So you want to keep the level. It's just the Department of Health and Human Services about a month ago updated their guidelines. They do it every 5 years. And the major change from this 5 years, from 5 years ago, was that they felt that saturated fat was less of an issue than white sugar and white flour, refined sugar and refined flour. So the major cause of inflammation, brain aging,
Mitch, we're going to get back to the major cause of brain aging and aging in general. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When Radio MD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of life extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenopentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondrial production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is. This is so great. Much fun.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Hey guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royzen, MD.
And this is Dr. Michael Royzen. We're talking with one of my favorite people and someone I admire greatly, Dr. Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, author of The Gene Therapy Plan, Taking Control of Your Genetic Destiny with Diet and Lifestyle. And those of you who know me know that, and who listen to the show know that that's our real thought in the show, is how you get to control your genes with your choices. Mitch Gaynor does it beautifully in this book. You can find out more about the book at Gene Changer, GeneChanger.com. But we've got Mitch live and going to be able to tell us more about it. So Mitch, we were talking about what's the leading cause of inflammation. And one of those, and you were saying the leading cause is clearly simple sugar or just the blood sugar level.
Exactly. It's just, our fast food, processed food culture, which is loaded with refined sugar, refined flour, heat-damaged vegetable oils, which just preserve long shelf life. That promotes inflammation in a number of ways. One, when you even cook food at very dry heat, it's better to use moist heat. Overcooking food, charring food, cooking the oils at very high levels, that's how you are able to keep things in packages crisp for so long. What these do is they form something called advanced glycation end products, and that binds to collagen. It helps wrinkle your skin. If you look in people who become prematurely gray, you find a lot of hydrogen peroxide inside the hair and the hair follicle. And also, these types of processed sugars, processed flours, processed grains, they're not able to be digested well, so they interfere with something called your gut microbiome. These are the good bacteria in your gut, like Lactobacillus, Acidophilus, Bifidobacillus, and when you get a dysbiosis in your gut, that literally causes your gut to release inflammatory chemicals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout your body. That, in turn, causes insulin resistance and leptin resistance. So all these inflammatory chemicals, they'll bind inside the cells to the insulin receptor, so your pancreas is making enough insulin, but it just can't get do its job and burn glucose. Your fat cells will make leptin, which is known as the hunger hormone. It's what makes you feel full, but the leptin can't do its job and make you feel full because all the receptor sites in the cells are bound by these inflammatory chemicals. So it's very important, to look and try and follow, my rule of thirds, and also put the right anti-inflammatory foods in your body.
So one of the things that people ask always about, and that you have great tables on, are what are specific things to avoid for instance, avoiding cancer, or there are spices and herbs and supplements. So, for example, you have something about DHA in here, and you have something about garlic in here, and you have something, you have a lot on the cruciferous vegetables. Tell us about a little bit about your philosophy on supplements. Do you think we can get everything from diet? Should we be thinking about supplements, and which ones are your favorites?
Well, there are several things I think about supplements. Always best to go with the whole food when you can, but not everybody can. And there are certain things like vitamin D3. So many people have low D3 levels, it's next to impossible without a supplement to have an adequate amount of D3. If you eat the perfect diet for D3, which is important in everything, it helps you metabolize sugar, it helps you from becoming pre-diabetic. 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. That's a third of the country. It's very important in preserving brain cells. So if you don't want premature brain cell death, vitamin D is important. All your tumor suppressor genes dependent on D3. So you need to have your doctor. I have a table in the back, a test you must ask your doctor to do on you. 25 hydroxy vitamin D is what you measure for D3. So if you eat a perfect diet for D3, salmon, cottage cheese, yogurt, most you can get is 350 units. The least anybody needs, if you're living in a sunny climate, is about 1,000 units. If you're living up in the New York area where I live, you need at least probably 5,000, sometimes even more. But nobody should guess. You should know your levels and do it correctly. And then you can follow other parameters like C-reactive protein, see how your inflammation is doing, hemoglobin A1C, see how your overall sugar is being controlled. And so much of the time, I've had people recover from severe depression just by getting their vitamin D levels back up. I've had people lose 25 pounds.
And one of the important points in that is it, unfortunately you have to have it repeatedly tested.
You do,
because both we malabsorb it as we get older with certain foods we have, and secondly the supplement products are irregular, even from the same manufacturer. There is some problem in manufacturing or producing vitamin D in a stable way, so that you have to have it repeatedly tested.
Absolutely. That's a very, very good point. And another thing that's really become standard of care, a lot of people are on statins now for high cholesterol, and it's become standard of medical care to give CoQ10. If you're on a statin, because it depletes the CoQ10 in your muscle, in your brain, can cause profound muscle weakness in certain people, so you want to make sure you do that as well. And then there's turmeric. A lot of people will consume turmeric in their food. That's what gives curry its yellow color. But it inhibits cancer in about 25 different ways, lowers inflammation, helps metabolize sugar, but you can take that in terms of supplement as well, up to 400 milligrams twice a day. That's best absorbed with black pepper, or a chemical called piperine in black pepper. Also, a probiotic is a reasonable thing for a lot of people to take, especially Lactobacillus and Acidophilus, and eating fermented foods like miso, tofu, yogurt without any added sugar, especially Greek yogurt with kefir cultures, key for maintaining your gut microbiome.
And so one of the great things that you get in the gene therapy plan, this book, is an appendix which goes through all of the gene therapy foods and health benefits, but it's not just about food. He talks about exercise and stress management. It's really a complete book. Mitch, I want to thank you an awful lot. Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R. The book is The Gene Therapy Plan. GeneChanger.com is the way to get more about it. GeneChanger.com. It's a really wonderful book, and you can learn, just as I have, an awful lot about it and about what you want to do. It's a wonderful addition to every library. And cooking, there's a lot of recipes in here. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We hope you will be too. Thank you, Mitch, and thank you for listening.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.